Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the Senior Living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Here's how to have a happy house hunting. Call on Tri-County Realty of Sebring. If you're looking to buy or sell, don't look for outside help. Dale Bozeman at Tri-County Realty has the latest up-to-date listings and a great knowledge of fair price values of properties throughout the Thumb area and beyond. Tell Dale your requirements as to price, neighborhood, and size, and Dale will find it. With years of real estate experience and loyalty, you'll love Tri-County Realty service. So if you're looking to buy or sell, call on Dale Bozeman at Tri-County Realty in Sebring at 989-883-3130, where they love saying sold.
Nine minutes before kickoff here in Laker country, the USA Patriots and Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers in town. Record crowds for week number six here of the regular season. Perhaps the biggest yet, or at least the top three. As the crow flies, just 14 miles separate USA and Laker high schools. For those following a Sugar Beet truck for the game tonight, it would just be under 20 miles from Wilner Road to Pigeon Road between Elgin and Pigeon. Three turns in total. East on Sleeping... Actually, gentlemen, you did this drive already tonight. Three turns east on Sleeping Road, north on Kiesel Road, and east again on M-142. When you see a large shadow over the road, that would be the new Laker Legacy Fieldhouse. In regards to school size, USA is the third small school in the Greater Thumb Conference, ahead of only Harbor Beach and Ubley, with 239 high schoolers enrolled. The Lakers are right in the middle of the pack at number 7 of the 14 Greater Thumb Conference teams, reporting 288 students in high school. So in regards to school size, it's Lakers by 49 students. Tonight is the 47th time that the Lakers and Patriots have played each other in football. Unionville and Sebring High Schools consolidated in 1972. 2 years later, they started playing football with Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and they played every year ever since, from 1974 to present. And despite being so close, the two have never met in the playoffs. Oddly enough, the green and white hold the series lead with 28 wins in comparison to USA's 18 wins. The Patriots have won 6 of the last 10, but the average score in the last 10 games is in the opposite favor, Lakers 23, USA 20. 2 games into the 2020 regular season, USA is scoring the most points in the Greater Thumb Conference on average at 49.5 per contest. Lakers is close behind with the third most productive offense with 48 points. So with very weak and not enough numbers for a scientific theory on offense, it's USA by 1.5 points. Defensively, in 2020, Lakers have allowed just one touchdown, so their defensive average is just a mere 3.5. Second best to Cass City, who's given up just a field goal this season. USA has the fourth best defense through September 25th. The Patriot defense is allowing 13 points a game, so on the other side of the ball, it's Lakers on defense with the advantage by 9.5 points. Las Vegas has set their line for the game, and they are confident in that line unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and the Election Debate Commission Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight's game sits at Lakers, 4.5 points. Tonight is the 276th day of the year, meaning there are just 89 days until 2020 is finally done and over with. Hopefully everything that 2020 has brought will also go away with it. Thank you for joining us for our broadcast tonight. Blustery and cold and a beautiful fall night. Whether you're listening at home, out for a walk, or maybe out in the fields working before that first heavy frost of the season is upon us. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question.
Quick.
All right, let's see what we've got here, Dave. This week's trivia topic is agriculture.
All right.
All right, your father will be very disappointed if you don't get these.
Yeah, great.
All right.
So no pressure.
No pressure whatsoever. The state of Michigan is the second largest dry bean producer in the United States, second only to North Dakota. Of Michigan's 83 counties, which county produces the most dry beans?
Well, I'd be foolish not to guess my own home county, so I'll go with Huron County and go down with it, okay?
I threw you a bone there. It is indeed Huron County, the largest producer of dry beans. In Michigan, Huron County, Michigan produces more than 400 million pounds of edible beans in a year, with Huron County producing over 40% of Michigan's entire dry bean crop, which means almost one out of every 10 dry beans in America originates from Huron County. In fact, according to the 2017 Census of Agriculture, Huron County accounts for over 7% of all agricultural sales in the state of Michigan. Dave, my second question to you, what was the market value of all products sold by Huron County farmers in 2017, including crops, livestock, poultry, and products such as milk and so forth? I'm sorry, when I'm reading this aloud, it's a quite obnoxious question, but well, let's hear what you have. So a dollar amount of the market value of all products sold in Huron County in 2017.
That's a better way to put it. And yes, there's a very minuscule chance I'll get this right. So I'm going to go with, how about $250 million?
Well, you have the million part right, but almost triple that. $610 million worth of market value of all products sold by Huron County farmers in 2017. 43% of that stems from crops and the other 57% from livestock products. For crops and livestock products, that makes Huron County the second highest producer in the state of Michigan in both categories. My final question, Dave, and the pain and misery is over. When you count for corn, dry beans, wheat, soybeans, and sugar beets, Huron County has 375,884 acres of planted crops. So between corn, dry beans, wheat, soybeans, and sugar beets. According to the agricultural census from the USDA, what crop had the most acreage in Huron County in 2017? And I'll give you multiple choice on that one. So it's either corn, dry beans, soybeans, sugar beets, or wheat.
Gotcha. Well, with how many farmers have cattle and milk dairy cows, my guess by that statement would be corn.
You are 2 for 3 tonight, my friend. Corn was the most planted crop in 2017 in Huron County with 91,000 acres plus 560, so 91,560 acres. Dry beans were second at 84,000, wheat at 75,000 acres, soybeans at 66,000, and sugar beets at 58,000. Speaking of keys to the game, Dave, what are your keys for tonight's game?
Absolutely. Let's start with the away team. The USA Patriots struggled a little bit out of the gate against Reese, giving up some big-time points. That cannot happen tonight. That defense has to be solid, so we'll see how their tackling is in open space. On the other side of things, let's see if Lakers can take that unique double-wing offense and see if that lasts for four quarters. Can they utilize that offense and keep USA guessing play in and play out? And last but not least, we saw a crazy game last week that came down to two turnovers. This week, it's going to come down to that again. These teams are very even, senior heavies, new quarterback. Which team turns the ball over the least?
And now we listen in to our PA announcer, Kurt Damrow, here in Laker Country as we play our national anthem.
Their efforts and our country. Civilian gentlemen, please remove your hats. All veterans, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute. And everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart